Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast, a show where we interview some of the most successful people in real estate to help you understand how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more clients in your business. Grant Wise here, and I am excited to be having a conversation today with Pavel Stepanov. I told him I probably messed up his name before we got on here, but that's a good. He's a founder of Virtudesk, specializes in helping assist real estate agents with virtual assistants. And I'm just pumped. This is one of the more fascinating parts of business to me, virtual assistants. I've yet to master it, but hopefully Pavel can give me some good advice here today and by extension, you guys. Dude, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Of course, man. Thanks for having me, Grant. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So yeah. give us a little bit of the backstory, right? So you've been doing this now for a few years. You got a brokerage. You just kind of stepped away from managing. Talk to us a little bit about how you got to where you are today.
Sure. Well, I got into the real estate probably around 2011-ish. Before that, I was actually... You know, I graduated law school and I was about to become a lawyer, sat and passed the bar exam, was waiting for my bar results, and by accident got into the real estate and never looked back. So that was around 2011. So that was a fun time of the short sales and REOs and everything. And I opened my brokerage about 2015, and that's about the same time when I first started hiring virtual assistants for my business and helped the agents to scale the business. And since we saw the success that agents having with virtual assistants, we decided to offer it nationwide. So that's where we are. Virtudesk, has been in business for about like 4 years now, a little bit more than that. And, we've grown significantly, and the last pandemic kind of, I think was a total game changer for everybody and how the world is now operating. So,
right.
Yeah, totally.
Looking for lower cost solutions and this whole like force to evolve and evolve virtually. And so I would imagine you were positioned to be a huge help there.
Yeah. Well, man, and another thing that if you come to think of it, big companies, Fortune 500 companies have been outsourcing their workforce to the Philippines and India and everywhere else for years. It's been done like all the time. Yeah. However, small businesses, like basically your Main Street small business, never been actually doing that, not a lot. And now since the pandemic hit and small businesses also right now seeing that trend of outsourcing, basically to the Philippines or any other countries because of the cost. And at the same time, you know, if let's say you have in-house assistant, well, your in-house assistant during the pandemic also became a virtual assistant, you know?
Yeah.
So, and since everybody started to work from home with Zoom and everything, people embracing that more and more, and your Main Street right now embracing it as well. So that's amazing.
So what specific problems do you feel like virtual assistants solve? Like what specific problems do you help people solve? It may sound like a silly question, but
it's all good.
Might be wondering like, how could I use this in my business? How would you answer that?
Well, the specific problems that we solve is obviously, you know, like any assistant for any small or medium sized business. It can be like handling the calendar, doing prospecting calls, cold calling, doing the marketing, running any kind of a marketing campaigns in Facebook and Google Ads. A lot of agents right now engage VAs to handle TikTok videos. Don't ask me there, man. I'm still trying to dissect it myself, you know. And a lot of hire for transaction coordination, you know, to handle transactions. But a lot of it we see most, like I just had the meeting with my team, with my marketing team, when we did analytics, and we saw that during April, May, and June, we saw the uptick in hiring specifically, not as much for the ISA part where people were doing prospecting, cold calling, but for marketing, online marketing. So realtors hire for online marketing, virtual assistants, because... You know, frankly, let's look at this. A real estate agent or a broker or a mortgage guy cannot be a full-time marketer as well, because there's not enough time in a day to do that. Mm-hmm. And to run a full-scale marketing campaign and marketing, you know, make it effective, it's a pretty much a full-time job. Yep. So you got to either hire somebody who can do it for you or do it yourself, but you're not going to be able to maybe serve your clients better, you know, because it is out of itself as a full-time job.
So if you were, if you were consulting me just as an example, and you're, we were trying to figure out like, okay, what should I hire a virtual assistant to do for me right now? How would I answer that question? So given a little bit more context, do I look at maybe what I'm not the best at, or do I look at the thing I'm doing the most of? Like, how do I go about identifying what a virtual assistant could help me do?
Well, first of all, if I would suggest to make a list for yourself, your daily activities list, like what you do from when you wake up, what do you do when you go to bed, make a list. Okay. From that list on the left column, you know, you put the list on the right column, you make a arrow to right column things that you're not good at and things that actually bring you less money. Non-money making activities have to be outsourced. Let's say you're a real estate agent. Your job should be meet with clients, show them homes, negotiate deals, close contracts, okay? Anything else you can outsource to somebody else to handle it for you. Because let's say if you are as a real estate agent making if you concentrate on the tasks that make you about, let's say, $1,000 an hour, why you should spend your same time on doing things that actually can cost $10 an hour. Mm-hmm. So anything that can be outsourced and things that you're not good at or things that, you know, you dread doing, like you don't like them, you know, some agents, I know that they don't like making phone calls. They're great on the talking face to face, but they're not good on the phone. So they outsource somebody to make appointments for them. Same thing works for the broker owners. If they, let's say, you know, don't like doing recruiting calls, but that's their bread and butter. They have to do recruiting day in, you know, every day, but they don't like doing the calls, but they're great on face to face with an agent. So if that's the case, you know, hire somebody to do recruiting calls for you, put them on your calendar, schedule appointments, and you as a broker attend those appointments and do your thing. So this is just whole, you know, the idea of leverage.
Yeah.
Same thing, like if you're not good at marketing, if you're not good at graphic, you may as well, you know, but you have a good algorithm for Facebook, how to generate leads for yourself. You know how to do it, but you don't like doing the graphic or you're not good at it, hire somebody who can do the graphic for you. Yeah. So kind of like look at things that your weaknesses. Don't outsource your strength, but outsource your weaknesses.
Now, how do I make the best transition to using a VA? So what I've learned about, obviously our clients are mostly real estate agents, loan officers, those types of people. Most of those people aren't necessarily great at creating systems and processes. They come from a lot of backgrounds where they're working in somebody else's system and process, but haven't necessarily mastered creating their own. Some do, some don't. How do I make the best transition to letting a VA take over some workload? Do your people just already know exactly what to do given that specific person's business, or do you coach them up on creating those things?
Okay, well, good question. I'm actually glad you asked. Well, ideally, the business owner should have you know, standard operating procedure, and 90% of agents don't have it.
Right.
Okay. So, we've been in this business for a while, so we do have an idea on how to get it done. So we actually help come up with the systems for the agent to help, you know, plug VA into certain roles. However, we need to spend some time with an agent and find out what's been going on so far. A lot of times, they don't have anything. They don't even have a basic CRM.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the first start right there. You know, if you don't know where to start, okay, let's get your CRM. Let's get like a follow-up boss or something like very inexpensive and have VA put your contacts that you have and that CRM, okay, build out like follow-up system with them. Basically manage your CRM, clean it up. If you have CRM, but when was the last time you actually visited and did anything with that, you know, have VA go through that, have VA on the call or on the Zoom and you basically go with that and just pretty much, you know, identify what needs to be done. Okay. VAs have like a blueprint of things, like what we provide, like what should be done. But again, everybody's market is different, so we do need an input from the agent as far as what needs to be done. Obviously, you know, we can provide suggestions, we can provide guidance, but again, we cannot, you know, tell okay, this is what needs to be done because we don't know your market, we don't know your clients, we don't know your sphere of influence. That's as
you can make suggestions, maybe have some templates. Yeah. At the end of the day, the agent has to take a little bit of ownership.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We can come up with drip campaigns, what drip campaigns should look like. We could come up, you know, what drip campaigns, when it should be sent it out. We can help you build the funnels. Yep. Like we currently use at Virtudesk, we use Infusionsoft, and this is it's Keep. You know who they are, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a sophisticated piece of CRM, actually.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Very.
And yeah, so we had to pay them to teach us how to do it. We paid Infusionsoft to teach our marketing people how to do it, and they're doing great. But it takes like a couple of weeks to build out the funnels, even. You know.
Right. Yeah. No. 1,000%. I think that's why they call it Confusionsoft.
I know. So Sarah, the one you spoke with from my office, she's really good at it. You know.
Yeah.
But we paid Infusionsoft to to teach us how to do it.
You almost have to. That's kudos to you. I mean, it is a incredible piece of technology. I don't want to dismiss it, but it is confusing. I'm very tech savvy, but I unfortunately couldn't get it. But that's okay. Most real estate agents aren't using Infusionsoft to fuel their business.
No. Top producer, follow-up boss, man, that's good. You know, KV Core, it's also pushing it there, you know.
Right, yeah. We need functionality. We don't need the confusion, but we just need
exactly.
And you know, a huge percent of the industry is still operating in a journal or Excel or
Google spreadsheet, yeah.
Yeah, don't necessarily need all those crazy things. What's the biggest benefit to me, just as a small business owner, to use a VA versus hiring somebody, you know, maybe in my community? I know right now, obviously, there's not a lot of inner office things going on. There's a lot of companies converting to virtual because it's worked so well. But what do you feel, just in your own, you know, your opinion, what's the greatest benefit to using a VA over somebody maybe in my own office?
Well, besides the cost, you know, I don't know what's the rate, hourly rate for an assistant in your area. Here in Seattle, you gotta be at least like $18-$20 an hour.
Yeah.
You know, but that's only just an hour. But you don't also need to consider the payroll taxes. You need to consider the infrastructure. So you're pretty much running a pretty nice tab there. You know, VAs is probably gonna run you less than $10. $10 an hour, and that's it. No payroll taxes, nothing. Another thing that good people don't grow on trees. You got to find them, you know. Even in the local community, before the pandemic, unemployment was extremely low. So all those people, they were already employed by somebody else. Yeah. And, you know, you have a lot more people right now, but again, are those the same good people that are available, or they're still actually working for their employers? You're still hitting the same problem right there. With us, actually, what we experienced, because we, you know, we hire people in Manila, we hire from best call centers, but basically Fortune 500 call centers, American Express, Bank of America, Chase, Xfinity, people who've been working with U.S. Customers for years. Mm-hmm. And pandemic kind of was helped us in an essence, because a lot of those call centers closed because they also on a shutdown and lockdown, but they were not equipped to work from home.
Right.
So a lot of those virtual assistants, they working from home. And since the call center, like the brick and mortar call center closed, because they cannot figure out how to transition the big amount of people to work from home, you know, we basically pick up those people and we can place them with you. So you get somebody experienced who worked at a Fortune 500 company at a fraction of a cost that would cost you to hire somebody locally. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Another thing, that you don't only get a virtual assistant, like a workforce, you get the whole team, because we have a accountability coach for that person. We have a manager so that they overseeing that the person is actually indeed working for you. Mm-hmm. You know, if anything, like any hiccups in the performance, we actually look at that and we remedy that. Same thing goes for tracking. We track their hours with the software that we have, and the best thing, you see the screenshots when they log in, log out, and what they're doing during the shift. like we caught the girl yesterday. She was watching some YouTube videos, and so that was not employment related. And right now she's in trouble. But hey, it happens. You know, somebody's gonna be watching Netflix. We'll see that.
You almost get like almost like an operator that's there in your business as well. You know, some of us might think of like chief operations officer. That's something that they would do, is they would oversee people and
exactly
if they're doing their job. But you guys kind of come in as a almost like an outsourced operating officer.
Well, that's pretty much what it is. We have an it's an operations manager, and you don't only get a VA. It's the same thing. Like you can go hire a VA, a freelancer. It'll be the same if you would hire somebody locally. Because you know, you pretty much have to rely on the good word of that person, that the person is doing the job. Where we come in, we actually make sure that happens. You know,
This is one of my favorite questions to ask people whenever I hire them. How can I be the best customer? And I want to give you a little context.
Yeah.
How can I be the greatest client you have? I see a lot in real estate where people are really fired up to start relationships, and then unfortunately, 3, 4, 5, 6 months later, they're ending them. How, if I was a realtor listening to this right now, how could I get in the mind frame of like, wow, how could I be the best customer that Virtue Desk has? What can I do? Why do these relationships, maybe not that your relationships with people are failing, but why do relationships with real estate agents maybe go south in situations like this? What could I do to be a really great customer for Virtue Desk? Could I have great systems?
Communication with your VA is the number one thing.
Awesome.
A lot of, you know, this, the most success we see, because we have customers who've been with us for years, like from day one, we have those people. And the way they operate with their VA, they are communicating with them daily. Okay. Some people who just, you know, hire VA and they think that things going to be rolling in the direction they want it to roll without any guidance, it's not going to be productive, because, well, your VA is your employee, basically. They need to know from you what needs to happen. Right. They're not running your business. You are running your business. So make sure you clearly communicate your goals and expectations, and so that everybody's on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like I saw agents hire a VA to do prospecting calls. All right. However, the agent is not a good closer. The VA gets an appointment. Agent shows up with the appointment, cannot close the deal, cannot close the the prospect. They blame the VA. Okay. Well, VA got you in the door. You know, the rest is up to you pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So communication is number one, I'd say, you know.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, communication solves most problems that I've seen, especially in business. I mean, if everybody's talking to each other, it's really hard to make mistakes, and or at least it's really hard to not grow and learn from the mistakes that might be being made. And you're right. You know, it is an outsourced employee, which means you still got to build company culture. You still got to communicate. You still got to make them a part of your organization to really get the most out of those interactions. This has been some great stuff, Pablo. This has been some great insight. I really appreciate you jumping on the show and taking a few minutes to chat with us here and help us understand a little bit more about VAs. I appreciate you guys. I'm glad you guys are doing good during this pandemic. We talked a little bit before the show about some crazy stuff going on in your market. So I hope that you guys are
seriously
good,
man. Yeah.
Safe. And I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody listening to this. We will see you on the next episode. Thanks.
Thank you guys. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Please make sure that you rate and review this episode so that we can continue to bring you more incredible guests to help you grow your business. Thanks, and have an amazing day.